wilt into a massive underground station. I blink as Septimus swarm around us, rushing toward the checkpoints ahead, probably eager to get home and sleep. But my own legs grow leaden as I see the border agents in the distance, flipping through wishes. Septimus documentation. And the old mantra runs through my mind. Don't come here. Don't come here. Don't come here. In the human realm, discovery meant deportation. Here, a hybrid like me is subject to execution. Tiao's hand squeezes mine, and I realize I've stopped walking. You all right, Manu? His voice is a song. I look up, and I'm enfolded in a blaze of sapphire. Tiao caresses my cheek with his thumb, and I hear the shakiness of my exhale.
We have to keep moving,
says Kata, her face wan. Beside her, Saisa's blank expression is inscrutable, her presence unusually muted. I reach into my dress pocket and touch my forged Wesha. Saisa's friend Saivet made the passport-like booklet for me in Lunaris. This will be its first test. Even though it's fake, just holding this paperwork makes me feel like less of a forgery myself. Growing up, there were no photographs of Ma and me around the apartment, no documents of any kind proving I exist. And while the details in this Wisha may be falsified, at least it's my face inside. Evidence I'm real. I exist. We keep wending through the throng, and it strikes me that no Septimus travels alone. They move around in clusters, and when I glimpse a pack of guys doing a double take of our group, I know I haven't been imagining the looks we're getting. It must be my eyes. My sun-like irises stand out in all my worlds. Even Septimus don't have yellow eyes. I keep my gaze low, and I feel Tiago's tension from the way he picks up his pace, pulling Kata and Saisa forward. Then he gives my shoulder a quick squeeze before walking away from us. I stare after him in speechless shock, until it registers that all the wolves are splitting off in the same direction. There are separate checkpoints for Brujas and Lobisones. I feel the urge to follow Tiago, but I'm back to pretending I'm a bruja. A lobisona would draw too much attention. And, as Ma likes to say, attention breeds scrutiny. So I'm a secret again.
Come on,
says Saisa, leading me away from Kata. There are distinct zones for each of the four elements. The breezy area we're cutting through is where the invocadoras are, wind witches, and I watch Kata join their queue. The temperature drops a few degrees as we pass the congeladoras, water witches. Then Saisa and I line up in the toastier section designated for jardineras, earth witches. The heat isn't coming from us. To our other side and at the far end of the space are the encendedoras. I don't need to look at the fire witches to feel their presence. I'm afraid if I turn my head, I'll meet Shamila's blood-red eyes. Ever since the ambitious cazadora discovered my existence, she's been intent on hunting me down. My arrest would be career-making. My friends and I just barely got away from her in Lunaris, right before entering the portal. It's only thanks to Saisa we made it out. But some magic comes at a higher cost. I clutch the forged Wisha in my pocket. I wish Saisa would say something reassuring, but she's haunted by what she did. Her already tiny figure seems even smaller, and her deep brown skin has lost its warmth, shadows encroaching on her face. As our line moves forward, I begin to feel a familiar alarm, and I flash back to crawling under Perla's bed while ICE agents pounded on our neighbor's door. Perla is my 90-year-old surrogate grandmother. She took Ma and me in years ago, homeschooling me and letting us live rent-free in exchange for looking after her. Memories of El Retiro accelerate my panic, and I lock my jaw to keep my teeth from chattering. I can't stray too close to thoughts of everything I've lost, or I'll lose all my resolve. I have to think more encouraging things, like discovering El Laberinto, an ancient city of crumbling stone structures that looks like it was swallowed by the Everglades. That's where I made my first friends. They saw the real me.